Thank you all. In just a minute, Carl puts pen to pad and composes lyrical verse inspired by the week's news in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, this week, President Bush's senior advisor on ethics and morality released... He has one.
Seriously.
He does. That's not the joke. He released an official report on things that he finds immoral. Such as what? What was his example of things that he finds immoral or disgusting?
Immoral. Boy, I mean, I'm looking at the things he's overlooked and trying to think of what's possibly left. Can I have a hint?
Well, you can find this gentleman. His name is Leon Cass. You can find him chasing good humor trucks with a pitchfork.
Eating ice cream?
Eating ice cream.
Is it immoral?
Let me explain.
It's my last vice.
Let me explain. Leon Cass is the man who is the head of the President's Council on Bioethics. He was appointed to the post by President Bush, and he is extremely concerned with the concept of human dignity. He thinks it is profoundly undignified for humans, people, to lick ice cream cones. He says it is, quote, a cat-like... I'm going to tell you what he says.
Oh, boy.
He says it is, quote, a cat-like activity that has been made acceptable in informal America, but that still offends those who know eating in public is offensive. He goes on. This dog-like feeding, if one must engage in it, ought to be kept from public view, where, even if we feel no shame, others would not be compelled to witness our shameful behavior, unquote.
What's this guy's title?
He is the head of the President's Council on Bioethics.
Bioethics. Yeah. So he's a scientist.
He's not per se a scientist. He is a philosopher.
Not so much a scientist as a Taliban.
It is true, though, that the President accepted this report and announced that if Ben and Jerry do not disarm, he will be forced to invade Vermont.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Kira, you might win some fabulous prizes, including an iPod, a Starbucks gift certificate, or even $1 million in cash if a plan goes through and you decide to participate in what?
I'm guessing this is something that I probably ought to participate in.
Something you're required to participate in.
Required? Oh, pay my taxes?
No.
No?
You don't get anything for that.
No?
Well, doing your civic duty and getting nothing in return is so 1980 or 1990 or 2000.
My civic duty?
In those years.
Oh, census?
Yes. Participating in the U.S. Census. Every household in the United States will be eligible for the U.S. Census Prize Patrol. If the Commerce Department... I'm Ed McMahon, and I'm here from the census.
That's just where I went.
Yes. If the Commerce Department decides to go ahead...
How many people are in your house? Four.
How many toilets do you have?
This is a plan. It was advanced by Senator Tom Coburn. He suggests the census should start offering prizes in 2010. Because even giving away $1 million in iPods or whatever, would be cheaper than chasing the 33% of households who didn't return the questionnaires back in 2000.
If they know exactly how many people didn't return the questionnaires, then they don't need them.
That's a good point. Opposition to this plan says it would turn the census into a lottery ticket and isn't what, quote, Thomas Jefferson had in mind, unquote. The hope, though, is that if this works, if all of a sudden, because offering cheap prizes, people participate in government programs, other programs might try it. For example, if you join the Army, you get a $5 gift certificate to the falafel hut in the green zone.
Try the pita.
The triple pita patty.
The triple pita patty.
Tom, a British woman was surprised and a little annoyed to discover that thieves who had stolen her debit card had used it to do what?
What would be more annoying than just using it? Could I have a hint?
Well, it was particularly annoying because this is true. She's a Hillary supporter.
Oh, to donate to the Barack Obama campaign.
That's exactly what happened. Barack Obama may have trouble reaching those white working class voters in Appalachia, but apparently he is winning over the British pickpocket demographic. The victim, Tanya Parker, was not amused. She told The Sun, quote, "It's crazy. I couldn't believe it. I'm not even an Obama fan. I prefer Hillary Clinton. When your card gets nicked, you expect them to buy designer jeans or jewelry, not go topping up the coffers of some foreign politician," unquote.
Who says he's not appealing to the working
exactly.
man?
You know? But by the way, we did call up the Obama campaign and ask them for their comment on this, and they said no.
So they're not returning the money?
No. Well, I don't know if they are, but they had no comment for us. Kiri, two Belgian men have designed a video game that is not played on a television or at an arcade. Instead, this video game is played where?
In a urinal.
Yes.
How do you
work
do
your way
that?
That was amazing.
I know that I've listened to this show before.
The designers would have called it the Nintendo Wii, but the name's been taken. Instead, the game is called The Place to Pee. It works like this. On either side of the urinal inside it are sensors that users aim at to activate and play the game. You can either control a skier going down a slope. You can blast aliens in outer space. At the same time, inventors in Germany came up with their own version. That's a game in which you use the same method to steer a car in the screen in front of your eyes around traffic. If you crash, it tells you that you're too drunk to drive. Of course, the fact that you're playing a video game with your urine might be a clue right there.
At the same time. This was like a Bell and
Yeah,
Marconi
I know.
Deal.
It's really amazing.
It's amazing how great ideas
It was
ideas
like Leibniz
developed.
And Newton inventing calculus at the same time, except in a men's room, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There may be an ulterior motive to that. Anybody who's ever been in a public men's restroom knows that accuracy is not a high priority.
No.
And if there was something more to focus on... besides the entertainment value, there could be a sanitary aspect to this, I'm saying.
The guy's running around ordering more pitchers of beer because, like, I think I can get the high score.
I know, that's it.
Yeah, the game would favor the fuller bladdered.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the poor guy with the enlarged prostate. You know? He's like, oh, I can never get past level one.
Like, yeah.